Having received assurances from authorities about his safety, Zimbabwe's opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai said today he will leave the Dutch embassy in Harare within the next 48 hours. Tsvangirai withdrew from the runoff election against President Robert Mugabe on Sunday, saying he did not want further bloodshed, and promptly took refuge in the embassy for his own security. We spoke with James Smith, the chief executive of Aegis Trust, who told us that while Tsvangirai has pulled out of the election, the ongoing violence remains a major concern.
What could happen at this moment is that there could be a period whereby both sides are taking stock on their next moves. ZANU-PF could now, at this point, believe that they've scored one round of victory in forcing Tsvangirai to pull out of the elections. But this would be short-lived if, out of frustration, the MDC supporters start to resist or even resist violently. There will be a huge crackdown on them. So this is all about protecting the power of ZANU-PF and Robert Mugabe in particular. If that power is threatened in another way, they will resort to violence again. So what Aegis's concern is that there may be something of a lull in the violence over the next few days or weeks, but that should not lead us into a false sense of security and keep our eyes off Zimbabwe, believing that it's all settling down now. It's not going to settle down. The MDC is not going to roll over quietly and just disappear.